This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Eight more Colorado counties are moving toward tighter restrictions this weekend. Baca, Bent, and Kiowa counties in southeastern Colorado move Saturday to high risk. That means indoor restaurants and offices are limited to 25% capacity. Outdoor events are also capped at 25% capacity with a maximum of 75 people, keeping proper distancing. On Sunday, Pueblo, Alamosa, Otero, Prowers, and Weld counties enter the severe risk category, where indoor dining is closed and offices moved to 10% capacity, among other restrictions. Colorado's transgender communities are holding virtual ceremonies today for this year's Transgender Day of Remembrance. Here's Denverite's Maggie Donahue.
Trans communities and allies usually gather together on this day to exchange stories and hugs and read the names of individuals who have died because of anti-trans violence in the last year. At least 37 transgender people have been killed in the U.S. in 2020, but this year, vigils are going virtual. Many attendees will tune in alone in their rooms without support, so Colorado organizers are offering support groups, chat-friendly streaming platforms, and lists of resources to the community. I'm Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
Colorado Congressman Jonah Goose has been chosen by his colleagues to the number 8 position in U.S. House leadership. Goose represents Colorado's 2nd District, which includes Boulder and Fort Collins. He will chair the House Democratic Policy and Communications Committee, which helps craft policy positions and talking points for the Democratic caucus. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.